I entered the camp commander's barracks and waited in the outer lobby till the clerk asked me my business. I told him. He pointed to the door at the opposite end of the room. I crossed to it and entered a well-furnished study. The walls were covered with graphs and charts, which showed what the population and composition of the camp had been during various periods of its existence. Prominently displayed in an ornate frame, I noticed an enormous photo portrait of Himmler, with his pince-nez set delicately on the bridge of his nose. Three people were seated in the room. Dr. Mengele, Hauptsturmfuhrer Dr. Thilo, head surgeon of the cat set, and Hauptsturmfuhrer Dr. Wolf, director of the General Medical Service. Dr. Mengele informed Dr. Wolf, whom I had not previously met, that it was I who performed the autopsies in the crematoriums. "Most interesting," Dr. Wolf said, stroking his chin. "Dr. Mengele has told me of your work. I'm especially interested in pathology, doctor, and would already have looked in on some of your more delicate cases if time had not prevented me." I waited for what was to follow. "At the present time," he continued, "I'm engaged in a scientific study of some importance. But to round it out, I'll need your help. That's why I asked Dr. Mengele to have you come over here today." He paused and then went on. "As you know, diarrhea is extremely common in the camp, and 90% of the cases prove fatal. I know all there is to know about the prognosis and evolution of the disease, for I have made thousands of examinations and kept very accurate notes. But my work is imperfect. For, besides clinical observations, a scientific study requires a pathological report on a sufficient number of dysentery cases to be conclusive." I began to see the light. Dr. Wolf was also engaged in research. In the midst of the stench and smoke of the crematoriums, he too wished to profit from the hundreds of thousands of human guinea pigs available in the cat set. And my interjection. "They've improved on that number over the decades, haven't they?" Continuing. "Many of whom had been reduced by dysentery to an unbelievable 60 or 65 pounds. Through the dissection of a large number of bodies, he hoped to discover the internal manifestations of dysentery still unknown to medical science. Dr. Mengele wanted to solve the problem of the multiplication of the race by studying the human material, or rather, the twin material, that he was free to employ as he saw fit. Dr. Wolf was searching for the causes of dysentery. Actually, its causes are not difficult to determine. Even the layman knows them. Dysentery is caused by applying the following formula. Take any individual, man, woman, or innocent child. Snatch him away from his home. Stack him with 100 others in a sealed boxcar, in which a bucket of water has first been thoughtfully placed. Then pack them off. After they've spent 6 preliminary weeks in a ghetto to Auschwitz, there pile them by the thousands into barracks unfit to serve as stables. For food, give them a ration of moldy bread made from wild chestnuts, a sort of margarine of which the basic ingredient is lignite, coal, 30 grams of sausage made from the flesh of mangy horses, the whole not to exceed 700 calories. To wash this ration down, a 1/2 liter of soup made from nettles and weeds, containing nothing fatty, no flour, no salt. In 4 weeks, dysentery will invariably appear. Then, 3 or 4 weeks later, the patient will be cured, for he will die in spite of any belated treatment he may receive from the camp doctors. According to Dr. Wolf, at least 150 bodies will be needed for the chapter of his study devoted to the pathological aspect of the question. Dr. Mengele interrupted the conversation. By performing 7 autopsies a day, you should be able to finish the required number in approximately 3 weeks, he said. I did not agree. I'm sorry, gentlemen, I said, but if you want the job to be accurate and well done, of which I have no doubt, then I can perform only 3 autopsies a day. After some discussion, we finally agreed on this point, and with a cursory nod, I was dismissed.